6, Story 6, The Jar of Oil. Once there lived a poor man who was employed to do odd jobs for a prince. One day he had toiled so hard in the royal gardens that the prince presented him with a gift, a big jar of scented oil. "Thank you, Your Royal Highness," said the poor man. He hoisted the jar of oil onto his back and took it to his little house. He had just one room with a three-legged stool, a wooden cot, and a shelf for his food. He put the jar of oil on the shelf. "I will sell it," he said to his yellow dog, pointing at the jar of oil with his stick. "I will sell it for a jar of gold coins. Think of all the good food I can enjoy when I'm a rich man. Oysters, boiled goose, and big joints of lamb. Hot bread fresh from the grill. Sweet milk puddings and banana jelly. I will ask a rich girl, maybe a princess, to join me. We will marry and live in a grand house, maybe a palace, with soft carpets and bright woolen rugs. My princess will have the best embroidered dresses with splendid rings on her fingers and gold around her neck. Our garden will be full of green plants and tall trees. I will grow lemons and mangoes. And I will appoint a poor man to do all the odd jobs. We will have a strong, handsome son. His hair will be as black as midnight, and his lips as red as a sunset. He will sleep between cool satin sheets in a carved bed with the softest pillows. This boy will have lots of books and toys, but I will not spoil him. He will be as good as gold and will bring us much joy. We will play together as dad and son. We will play fight with pointed swords and sticks like this. Oi, oi! And he swished his stick through the air, crashing it onto the floor. But he had knocked the jar of oil off the shelf. The jar was smashed to bits. As for the oil, it ran right across the floor and out of the house, sinking into the soft soil by the door. A poor man and a foolish one. With one blow, he had destroyed the jar of oil and all his grand plans as well. The end.